Assalamu alaikum. You're listening to the Qalb Institute podcast, Companions of the Quran. This Ramadan, Qalb is committed to provide education and programs to all aspects of our local community as well as across the world. To help in this effort and invest in your Sadqa Jariyah, visit supportqalb.com and help us expand our efforts. Jazakallah khair and thank you for your continued support. Assalamu alaikum.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah wa kafa wa salamun ala ibadihi alladhina istafa. Khususan ala sayyidir rusuli wa khatimil anbiya wa ala alihi al-askiya wa ashabihi al-atqiya. Amma ba'd. There is a famous interaction that occurred between Imam Muhammad ibn Idris al-Shafi'i and his great teacher, Waqi' ibn al-Jarrah. Imam Shafi'i, from a young age, was a very intelligent man. They say regarding him that he had photographic memory. He had memorized hundreds and thousands of narrations prior to even reaching the age of 10 by sitting in gatherings of knowledge, by listening. At some point, even in his childhood, he started teaching hadith to some of his fellow youngins. He would narrate to them, they would gather around. One time, Imam Shafi'i rahmatullahi alayhi complained to his teacher, Waqi' ibn Jarrah. Shakawtu ila Waqi' an su'i hifzi. I complained to Waqi' regarding the weakness of my memory. Fa'arshadani ila tarkil ma'asi. He told me to abandon disobedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَإِنَّ الْعِلْمَ نُورٌ مِّنْ إِلَٰهِ وَنُورَ اللَّهِ لَا يُطَى لِعَاصِي. For knowledge is a light from Allah, and the light of Allah is not given to a sinner. One of the greatest mistakes a person can make while building a relationship with the Quran is thinking that this is an art, a performance. That in reality, what I need to focus on are the vocals here and the memorization here. This memorization and the vocals will only affect you and benefit you in this dunya and in the next if you start off by understanding that the landing pad for revelation, for Quran in your life, needs to be here in your heart. It's actually a journey of the heart with the Quran, not the mind or the voice with the Quran. It's the heart that's actually interacting with it. Therefore, the ulama, they say, this may be one of the reasons why during that first revelation, Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi salam embraced Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam and then released him. And then embraced him again very tightly and released him. And embraced him a third time tightly. It was a symbol of how knowledge transfers from heart to heart in our deen. That's where it lands. The ulama, they say that someone that struggles with memorization of the Quran should make it a point to do istighfar frequently and avoid engaging in sins, minor or major. Sometimes we get caught up by the minor sins. Imam Al-Ghazali rahmatullahi alayhi, while speaking of the minor sins, he says, وَتَوَاتُرُ الصَّغَائِرِ عَظِيمُ التَّأْثِيرِ فِي سَوَادِ الْقَلْبِ. The constant repetition of sins has a great effect on darkening the heart. It is like the constant dripping of water on a stone. Eventually, it will create a hole in the stone even though the water is soft and the stone is hard. مَعَلِينِ الْمَا وَصَلَابَةِ الْحَجَرِ. The stone is very hard, but the water is soft. As long as it keeps coming, it'll leave a hole there. And that's what sins do to the heart. They create a hole in the heart. They block the heart off from revelation. Imam Bayhaqi rahmatullahi alayhi narrates a riwayah that Imam Suyuti rahmatullahi alayhi quotes in his Dur al-Manthur under the tafsir of Surah An-Najm. Specifically, the ayah, أَفَمِنْ هَذَا الْحَدِيثِ تَعْجَبُونَ وَتَضْحَكُونَ ولا تبكون. That are you in amazement or do you wander over this statement? أفمن هذا الحديث تعجبون. The ayat before are very strong. وتضحكون, and you laugh while reading. ولا تبكون. How is it that a person laughs while reading the Quran and doesn't cry when the Quran calls you to something more serious than you can ever imagine? Yes, there are moments where the Quran talks about Jannah, but it also speaks of the fire of hell. Connecting with the Quran is our lifeline, as I've mentioned many times already in the previous nights. أَفَمِنْ هَذَا الْحَدِيثِ تَعْجَبُونَ وَتَضْحَكُونَ وَلَا تَبْكُونَ. So he says, when the verse was revealed, the companions of Suffa, Ahl al-Suffa, this was a group of companions that spent time around the Prophet's mosque and dedicated themselves to being students of knowledge. The companions of Suffa wept until their tears flowed down their cheeks. When the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam heard their weeping, he wept, and we wept with his weeping. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam then said, "No one who weeps out of the fear of Allah will enter the fire of hell, and no one who enters paradise will be punished for a sin. If we do not commit sins, Allah will bring a people who would commit sins, and then he would forgive them." Committing sins it's natural, it happens. It's a part of the human experience. كُلُّ بَنِي آدَمَ خَطَأ. As the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam very beautifully reminds us that every human being makes mistakes. وَخَيْرُ الْخَطَّائِينَ التَّوَّابُونَ رواه الترمذي وابن ماجه والدارمي. And the best of those who commit sins are the ones that are often in their repentance to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Don't forget that your relationship with the Quran is your journey to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For those of you that have children that memorize the Quran, when you drop them off to the madrasa, remind them of this lesson every day. Because I know majority of the children that memorize the Quran, this is not at the front of their mind. What's at the front of their mind is that I have to finish the juz and pass the juz to go to the next juz and finish that juz to pass the next juz and become a hafiz and have my big party and then one day lead taraweeh. We need parents and teachers who start the day off by telling the child that you need to make your heart vulnerable and start the day with istighfar and make dua to Allah. You are about to engage with the Quran. When you get stuck while memorizing the Quran, like we mentioned, instead of just getting angry and crying and thumping your fist on your own leg or against the wall or maybe on a table, that's a time for you to pause and just turn to Allah for a moment and say, "Ya Allah, I'm trying. Talk to Allah. I suck right now, not doing too good, but I promise you I'm trying and I'm going to come back here tomorrow, I'm going to try again. And the day after, I'm going to try again." The vulnerability of the heart. I'm going to conclude today with a beautiful riwayah narrated by Imam Ahmad, Imam Abu Dawud, and also by Imam Ibn Majah, rahmatullahi alayhi majma'in. مَنْ لَزِمَ الْإِسْتِغْفَارِ جَعَلَ اللَّهُ لَهُ مِنْ كُلِّ ذِيقٍ مَخْرَجًا وَمِنْ كُلِّ هَمٍّ فَرَجًا وَرَزَقَهُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِبُ. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, مَنْ لَزِمَ الْإِسْتِغْفَارِ, whoever is consistent in forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whoever is regular, holds firmly to istighfar and turning to Allah and saying astaghfirullah. If you're struggling with memorizing the Quran, increase the wird of, which one? Astaghfirullah. Spend more time, repent over your sins. Imagine the darkness that engulfs your heart. Astaghfirullah. Knowing the only one that can save your heart is Allah. The only one that can give that nur to your heart is, it's Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. مَنْ لَزِمَ الْإِسْتِغْفَارِ, the one who holds firmly to istighfar. جَعَلَ اللَّهُ لَهُ مِنْ كُلِّ ذِيقٍ مَخْرَجًا. Allah will create a way from him out of every difficulty. Subhanallah. Every difficulty, Allah will create a way for you. وَمِنْ كُلِّ هَمٍ فَرَجًا, and a relief from every worry. وَرَزَقَهُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَزِبُ, and Allah will provide from where you can't even begin to imagine. Be regular in your istighfar. Remember, it's the purity of the heart. Develop good habits while you're memorizing the Quran. Add the tahajjud in. If you find yourself struggling, start praying your sunnah. Give a little bit more attention there. If you find yourself struggling, read the du'as that are mentioned in the Quran. Start by sending salawat upon the Prophet. When you end, send salawat upon the Prophet. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will soften your heart and make it truly receptive to the light of revelation. May Allah azza wa jal allow us all to be true companions of the Quran. Wa sallallahu ta'ala ala sayyidina Muhammad. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.